core tip. We analyzed a large cohort of patients with cirrhosis who underwent transjugular intrahepatic podocystic shunt for recurrent variceal bleeding and refractory ascites. The reduction in podocystic gradient should be based on the original basal pressure, and reduction by 1/3 may reduce the risk of HE, hepatic function damage, and achieve similar clinical results as for the refractory ascites patients. Appropriate reduction of PSG directly influences the patient's prognosis.